So how do you get your news? You know, so many of us go to our computers now, right? And either one of two things happen. Either the post appears, it just appears. Probably you searched on a topic. And whether it's about a local fire, local crime, whatever it might be, maybe national politics, it just appears in your feed. Or maybe you proactively search. The problem sometimes is the source. And WGNradio.com is a great source. I want to promote our website because people don't know where to look for news. And also at WGNradio.com, I will say this, the people in the news are often, you can see them, you can hear them. There are videos, there's audio of Lisa Dent or Bob Surratt or John Landecker or John Williams interviewing whoever it might be that's in the news. But something else you can hear at WGNradio.com are the podcasts. Brian Elthermer is an afternoon producer at WGN. He has a podcast. There's a podcast called Chicago's Very Own Eats. It's about what, remember John Katz? John Katz, is that what I just said? John Cass from the Chicago Tribune. I remember this. He and I always didn't get along because we had this big argument about cats, believe it or not. The Chicago Way. His perspective has not changed in all these years, and you can hear him. Chris Cuomo has a podcast. Second City, Kelly Leonard, Roy Leonard's son, has a podcast. I have what's called a Petcast. And, of course, there's John Williams and the Mincing Rascals that is now literally world famous for what he, Eric Zorn, John Hansen, a variety of one day, it's my goal, my ambition to be a part of, to be a rascal, a part of the Mincing Rascals. But among those podcasts, a long way to lead up to this guy, but he's so old, it really doesn't matter because he can wait. You know, he's so old, his passport is a rock, actually. That's true. Paul Lisnick, hi.
You know, Steve, I know you were just in Italy, and I forgot to ask you how you felt when you saw that little heart on the wall of the Colosseum that said Steve plus Cleopatra, sort of when you were dating back then.
I don't know what that means, but I chuckle anyway to try to be polite. Political analyst, you're welcome, at Channel 9, my very old friend, because as you and I have talked about, we've known each other for a very, very long time, and I appreciate the fact that you were a wonderful babysitter for me. But you also do a podcast called Behind the Curtain. Before we tell people who you're, because it is way cool, who your upcoming guest is, tell me a little about this podcast, which is heard at WGNradio.com.
So WGN Radio has been great to me because I do, you know, fill in work from time to time and all of that. But we started the podcast a while ago because, as you know and listeners know, my world is covering politics and the law over on WGN-TV. But I have a great passion for the theater and for the arts. And so WGN Radio has allowed me this platform called Behind the Curtain to basically venture in my other world and explore that other part that I love so much. And so, in fact, I open each podcast by basically saying, this is my chance to step away from the world of politics and law. So sometimes the topic will cross into that world a little bit, but more often than not, it's all about entertainment and theater in the area, which you and I are both passionate about.
Well, that's true, and you are a great supporter and have been of the arts in Chicago. And even nationally. So give me some examples of some of the programs. I don't want to yet give away who you're talking to coming up, but some of the programs, some of the people you've had on.
Well, I had your old grade school teacher on before they passed away 47 years ago.
What?
I've had, no.
What's
so here's
said?
Some of the ones, and this by this, what's that, but this
nothing.
Is, by the way, another one of the great things behind a podcast, because it's not just who's coming up this week, or which I will tell you, and who's coming up weeks after that, which I will tell you. But the great thing about the WGN podcast, you can just go online, go to Behind the Curtain, or Paul Lisnick Behind the Curtain, the way it's called, and listen to some previous podcasts. Example, John Ike, who just wrote the definitive biography of Martin Luther King. He's been touring the... And you've had this guy on your show, Dinner with the President by Alex Prudhomme. Yeah. What I love about the podcast, Steve, is I get to talk to them, with all due respect, for a lot longer than you get to talk to them on radio, because we don't have the commercial restrictions and all of that, so we get time. Oscar Wars, a book about the Oscars by Michael Shulman, and The Physician Magician, the physician over at the Rhapsody Theater who bought the theater to bring Chicago out of the loop and up north a little bit. And then theatrical productions, Kinky Boots, and The Producers, and Tommy, which you and I both loved. So it's an opportunity for folks who have missed past podcasts. You didn't miss them. Go listen to them. Go watch them, because actually, you can watch them, as you know. They're both viewable and hearable.
And people ask, what is a podcast? All you have to do, really, it's this easy. Go to, because people think it's more complicated than it is, go to WGNradio.com at the very top bar. That's probably not the technical term. There it says shows, it says schedule, it says, and one of the says is podcasts. Just go over, highlight over that, and you'll see a list of all of them. Then click on yours, if you so desire, behind the curtain, and you listen. It really is that easy, and sometimes people think it's, gosh, it's complicated.
And can I just add, you listen, but I do want to add in, or watch, because they're also available now on YouTube. And here's the other great thing. If you have Alexa at home, or Spotify, or all these things, people now walk their dogs and listen to it. You can just tell, I don't want to say the name because I have an Alexa near me and we don't want a response, but you just basically tell your friend to play Paul Lisnick Behind the Curtain and it comes on. So WGNradio.com is the best place to go see it and hear it, but there are other avenues. Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find WGN Radio. This sounds like a commercial, but people really should check these out because they're really cool.
All right, I agree. I want to hear what your grade is for Mayor Johnson. I want to hear about what you talked about with Alderman Scott Wagaspak this morning, crime in Chicago. But I also want to hear about that upcoming podcast. And who the heck, it must be good. We've been talking about it. It is really good. Who is your upcoming guest, Paul?
Well, before I tell you that, let me tell you that a new podcast premieres every Thursday. And so upcoming this next week, because the one you're talking about is actually available now.
What?
Luke Russert is coming up. Then Michael Feinstein.
What?
Ben Vereen.
Whoa.
The cast of Hamilton.
Whoa.
All of that coming up in the coming weeks.
Amazing.
So, yeah. And by the way, people follow me on, I follow you on Facebook to find out every meal you're eating and wherever you are eating it. But people
yes.
can follow me on Facebook to see what the upcoming shows are, and then they can go to your Facebook and see what to eat while they're listening or watching my podcast.
Fair enough. And the one I am talking about that just was posted, or will be fancy, just dropped.
So this is an interview with the primary focus of the interview is George Schlatter. George is 93 years old. If people are not sure who he is the guy who created Laugh-In, the classic comedy of the Laughing, he's the man that made it happen. A fascinating life, and he's done far more than just, he doesn't get to laugh until like two-thirds into the book. This guy worked with everybody from Judy Garland to Jerry Lewis. Mafia got into his life. I mean,
whoa.
There are stories that never end with this guy. They just honored him with a building in his name in Lucy's, home where they just built the comedy Hall of Fame thing, right, in Jamestown. There's now the George Schlatter building out there. An amazing guy. But when I had George, and because he created Laugh-In, I wanted to surprise him with a little bit. So should we give it away? We'll give away who jumps in and surprises him?
I think so.
Miss Lily Tomlin.
That's okay.
Which was just, you know, she does not really do interviews much anymore. It was tough to get her. And the way I went through her contact to do it was to say, look, this is to come on to honor George. Just join us for a few minutes. She did, and she stayed on longer than that. She was her charming self and said some really interesting things I hope your listeners will check out. But Lily Tomlin, the great legendary Lily Tomlin, joins in, actually, to compliment the legendary George Schlatter, because people who may not know who he is a legend, and once you listen to this interview, you will want to read his book and want to know more about his life, because it's really fascinating.
All found at WGNradio.com, and all found on WGN TV Channel 9. That's you on Sunday mornings, and you had Alderman Scott Wagaspak on this morning talking about crime in Chicago, and I asked before the break about the grade, which we'll hear in a second, that you would give Mayor Johnson. Boy, we got several phone calls, several texts, people that are very unhappy, shall I say, about the job the mayor is doing thus far. Is he still in his honeymoon period, or are we past that?
So that's a good question. By the way, if people missed the interview, it will repeat today. The show repeats at 2:30 on Sunday afternoons. That's sort of a new repeat time. So, unless there's a golf tournament in the way, so people who missed it can catch it. They'll want to, because the first part of the show is about no cash bail, which kicks in tonight at midnight, well, actually 12:01, with Senator Robert Peters. But the answer to your question, Scott Wagstaff does not make us feel happier about how things are going in the city. He's a realist. He ran the finance. I invited Alderman Wagstaff because he was the finance guy under Lightfoot. So he understands money. And the bottom line to what kind of grade do you give Mayor Johnson? So look, I'm not skirting your question, but it is unfair, I think, to give him a grade. He gave himself an A-, but I'm not going to give him that. I think it's unfair to give him a grade right now because we're watching the problems mount, the migrant issue that's going on, the crime, of course, keeps $583 million budget shortfall, which Lightfoot did not leave him with, a lot of it due to the migrant problem. But the problem is, we have not yet heard what his plan is to address it. Now, Wagstaff talks about the fact on the show, you alluded to this, that he's not quite sure there is a plan to address it, but that's not fair to the mayor. So I think we ought to step back and give him some time. All these problems are new. He's only been in office a few months. And I think we should, let's visit again on the radio, perhaps closer to the end of the year. And I think that's a fair time to sort of say, how's he been handling these problems?
I agree, but I don't. You know, I mean, how much time do we give it? I mean, if people die, businesses have to close up because of too many break-ins. All of these things are happening, and also they're happening all over the city. Now, they were under Lori Lightfoot as well, but some of this has seemed to intensify. Do you disagree with that?
No, I don't disagree with any of that. The question is, how quickly can you expect, and this is not a comment, if Paul Vallis had won the election, although he might have taken some different steps, but how quickly can you demand a mayor do something when he needs city council to approve things? Look, he had a whole bunch of spending bills that he wanted to get through that he knows won't work with this city council. So one of the things we know about Johnson is he's a very congenial guy. He's friendly. He's nice. Mm-hmm. That was not a reputation that Mayor Lightfoot had. And so maybe that will go far. And then maybe his view is probably give me time to work the alderman, to work the council, to get what I want. The question is, what do you want, Mayor? And I don't know that we know all of that answer. Everything you said is true, Steve. The question is, do you give him a little more time? I think it's fair to give him a little time to start to implement some things, because you're right. If he doesn't and doesn't do it soon, things violence-wise and whatever seem to be a bit, beyond the level of control.
All right. Very quickly, we have less than a minute here to go. So gambling money, the casino money, everyone's talking about taxes potentially at some point in time for businesses or for us as individuals or for homeowners, whatever it might be, going up. But isn't that money supposed to be infused into the budget?
Well, yes, but of course, let's remember that the Illinois lottery money was all supposed to go into education. Remember those days?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, so what will happen remains to be seen. There's no question that they're seeing that as money coming in. But even that, you just had the new Medina Temple location open for a period of time. We're a ways away from the real casino, permanent casino opening. So it's hard to know how many dollars that's going to generate. But right now, the downfall is so significant and so urgent. I think the mayor would make it clear, and many guests on my shows in recent weeks on Political Report, Durbin and Sean Keston and Roger Krishnamoorthy have all made it clear that without federal funds, this is not very doable by the city of Chicago. You know, we've got 40 migrants who are flown here on federal money. You'll hear Wagstaff talk about that every day, not to mention the busloads that Greg Abbott from Texas is shipping up. So it's an ongoing and growing problem every single day. It is crisis proportions almost, and the mayor has got to figure out what he's going to do, and he needs the help of city council.
All right, Paul Lisnick, two words for you. Or maybe it's hyphenated, one word, I'm not sure. Goodbye.
You're old?
No, get out. There he is, my old friend Paul Lisnick. Thank you, Paul.